The seventh word is from Luke 23:46. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this night to reflect over the love that you have for us. Help me to speak the truth tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. First thing that came to my mind is he's on the cross. And Jesus preached earlier in the Gospel of Mark, saying, whoever tries to save his life will lose it, but whoever tries to lose my life for my sake and the gospel's sake will save it. And so it's interesting here because Jesus could have used his power to save his life. He could have used his power to end the Roman Empire and have a new kingdom. But he doesn't do that. He says, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit." So my question is, what are you holding on to? Is it power? Are you holding on to this security and money? Are you holding on to control? Your career, your jobs, relationships, addictions? What are you holding on to? Second thing that comes to my mind is Jesus is on the cross and he's in this darkest, toughest moment in his life right now. Yet, Jesus turned to the Father and entrusted his life to him. "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Now, the question came to my mind, how can a God who loved Jesus so much put him to death? Right when he was baptized, God said, "This is my son, whom I love and am well pleased with." Now, why in the world would God put Jesus to death? Well, in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will have everlasting life and will not perish." Even in the midst of the darkness and pain, Jesus still chose to commit and submit his life to our Father. It looked like defeat in the moment. Everybody thought, "Oh, this is over. There's no more life." But that's wrong. God's plan was to raise him up from the dead on Resurrection Day and save everybody. And it's amazing that Jesus was on this cross and he's in this pain and darkness, yet he's still at peace. Why? Because, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And so, what does this say about Jesus and us? It empowers us to do the same thing. Jesus empowers us to lay down our life and to give up our life into the hands of God. And a friend of mine from school, she recently was interviewed for a job at the hospital, and all her employees and the people she was interning with were very positive and confident that she got the job. But apparently, she never got the job, and that was a big setback, big hit, and the toughest moment in her life. And the cool thing I saw with her is that she remained calm. She remained peaceful. Why? Because she told me she believed that Jesus had a plan for her. She submitted her hand into her life into God's hands. And because of that, she's at peace, even though there's a setback. And so through that story, I'm reminded that we have hope. We have hope in Jesus. We have life in trusting our times in God's hands. And so it kind of reminds me of Psalm 31, 3-5, where it says, "For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit, who have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God." And then we jump down to verse 14. "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. And rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors." Even though we may have defeat, darkness, toughness, the last verse in Psalm says, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." And so that's just a beautiful reminder that when we wait for the Lord, we pray, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus empowers us to live that way. Jesus empowers us to carry on through the darkness that's happening around the world and to have hope. So that's all I got.